Welcome back, everybody, to our deep dive. And today we're going to be taking a look at something really exciting, especially for all of you future and current special education teachers and researchers who are just, you know, on the cutting edge of education. We're going to be looking at Voice Advisor.
Absolutely.
A tool that can help us teach social skills
yes.
to students with disabilities.
That's right.
Using technology.
You know, one of the things that I think is really important to think about for educators is that, you know, teaching social skills is hard.
It is.
Especially when we're thinking about all the different needs of our students.
Yeah. And, you know, I've seen so many teachers struggle with this.
Right.
And I think that's why Voice Advisor is such a great tool, because it's so structured and engaging and...
Yeah, and it's based on evidence-based practices, which is, you know, really important to make sure that what we're using actually works.
Right, that it's research-based.
Yes.
Okay, so can we just start with a quick overview?
Sure.
For anybody who might not know what Voice Advisor is.
Voice Advisor is a comprehensive platform full of resources to support educators in teaching social skills.
Okay.
And it goes beyond just virtual reality.
Oh, interesting.
One of the biggest things is the lesson plan builder.
Oh, cool.
That gives ready-to-use lesson plans based on research.
So it's not just like throwing kids into VR and being go learn social skills.
Exactly.
There's an actual like framework.
There's a pedagogical framework behind it.
Awesome. So tell me more about these lesson plans.
So the lesson plans are categorized into things like empathy and emotional awareness, self-awareness and advocacy, and executive functioning and problem solving.
Wow.
These categories really get down to the skills that are essential for healthy social development.
So, for example, under that empathy and emotional awareness.
There's one called recognizes another's feelings and shows empathy.
Oh, wow.
And that's not just about identifying emotions. It's really about understanding and responding to what other people are feeling.
And that's a really important skill, especially for, you know, students who might have trouble interpreting social cues.
Absolutely.
So what about those other categories? What other kinds of lessons are there?
Well, you know, think about the skills that you need to succeed in life, in school, socially.
Right.
So in self-awareness and advocacy, there's one on identifying strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, cool.
Which, you know, can help students advocate for themselves under executive functioning and problem solving.
Yeah.
There's a lesson on... follows multiple step directions,
right?
Which is so critical for, you know, everything.
Yeah, from school to life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm starting to see how this could be really useful.
Yeah.
Especially in special ed.
Yes.
But why this approach to teaching social skills?
One of the biggest advantages is the consistency that it provides.
Mm.
The pre-made lesson plans make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Right.
This is really helpful for students who might thrive on routine and predictability.
Right. Consistency is so important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. And it's not just consistency.
Right.
Voice Advisor is also really adaptable to the needs of all these different learners.
Yeah. That makes sense because, you know, no two students are alike.
Right.
Especially when we're talking about students with disabilities.
Exactly.
So how do we know or how do we make sure that what they're learning in VR can actually be used in the real world?
That's a great question, and that's where the real-world scenarios come in.
Okay.
So Voice Advisor doesn't just teach abstract concepts.
Yeah.
It grounds those lessons in situations that students encounter every single day, like waiting their turn or expressing opinions respectfully or resolving conflicts.
So they can actually see like how this would work.
Exactly. It helps them apply what they're learning to their real lives.
I love it. So it's like a safe space to practice these skills
exactly
before they have to use them in the real world.
Yeah.
Okay. So can we just like walk through an example of what one of these scenarios might be like?
Let's take the recognizing another's feelings lesson.
Okay.
So in the VR environment, a student might encounter a scenario where a virtual peer is visibly upset.
Oh.
So the student has to use the cues that they're given, like facial expressions and body language, maybe even tone of voice, to figure out what that peer might be feeling.
Oh, wow.
Then they get to choose from a range of different responses.
Wow.
And the VR environment actually gives them feedback based on the choice that they made.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds like really immersive.
It is.
But I'm thinking about accessibility.
Right.
So how adaptable is this VR experience?
Yeah. So VoiceAdvisor is designed to be
okay.
as inclusive as possible.
Yeah.
It can be used on lots of different devices.
Okay.
From iPads and Chromebooks to laptops.
Wow.
And even wearable VR headsets.
Oh, cool. So educators can kind of choose
exactly
what works best for their students.
Right. You know, for some students, that fully immersive VR experience
yeah.
might be overwhelming.
Right.
So having that option to use a more familiar device is really important.
That's great.
Yeah.
It sounds like VoiceAdvisor really prioritizes
it does.
The individual student.
Yes.
Which is so important.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about VR.
Right.
But you mentioned that VoiceAdvisor is more than just VR.
Yes.
But can you talk about that a little bit?
So the VR piece, what we call the voice app, is definitely a core component.
Yeah.
But surrounding that are tons of resources for educators.
Okay.
Like the social skill inventory.
Cool.
National and state standards alignment.
Hmm.
Case studies called classroom stories.
Wow.
How-to videos.
Okay.
Implementation guides.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole section on evidence-based practices.
Whoa. Okay. So yeah. Let's break that down.
Sure.
What's the social skill inventory?
So think of the social skill inventory as like a roadmap.
Okay.
It helps you pinpoint students'
yeah.
strengths and weaknesses.
In terms of social skills?
Exactly. Okay. And then you can use that to figure out where to start in the VR system.
Oh, cool. So it's like personalized.
It is.
To each student.
Right.
That's awesome. And you mentioned
yeah.
alignment with national and state standards.
Yeah.
Why is that important?
That alignment is super important for integrating VoiceAdvisor.
Okay.
Into your existing curriculum.
Gotcha.
And IEPs.
Right. So it's not just like a standalone thing.
Exactly.
It could actually be part of the...
It's woven in.
The curriculum.
Yes.
Awesome. And what about those classroom stories?
So the classroom stories are case studies
yeah.
that show
yeah.
how VoiceAdvisor is being used to support students
oh.
who are having trouble with specific social skills.
So it's like real world examples.
Real world examples. And they give you insights into things like
okay.
how IEP goals can be addressed using the platform.
Cool. So you can see how it's actually being used in classrooms.
Exactly.
Awesome. And you mentioned yeah. a section on evidence-based practices.
Yes. That section is like a gold mine.
Okay.
Of information on instructional methods,
right.
generalization tactics, mm-hmm. and other supports for educators.
So it's really equipping educators with the tools they need.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So it really does sound like
yeah.
VoiceAdvisor has thought of everything
what?
To make this a really useful resource.
Yes.
For special education.
Absolutely.
Now, for all the researchers out there
right.
in higher ed,
yeah.
how does VoiceAdvisor fit into their world?
So VoiceAdvisor isn't just for educators.
Okay.
It's a really valuable resource
mm-hmm.
for researchers, too, because yeah. it's grounded in research
yeah.
and it's rigorously tested.
Right.
Researchers can feel confident about its efficacy.
Right. They know it works.
Exactly.
And VoiceAdvisor collects data on student progress.
Yes.
Which can be really helpful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a bridge between
cool.
research and practice.
I love that.
Mm.
Okay. So we've talked about the current state of VoiceAdvisor, okay. but I know it's constantly evolving.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit about the future of this platform?
Sure.
Specifically, I know.
So I know is the next generation of VoiceAdvisor.
Cool.
And it's going to be amazing.
AI and social skills training.
Yes. It's very cool.
That's so cool. What kind of impact do you think this is going to have?
So one of the most exciting things
yeah.
is that students will be able to actually talk.
Oh, wow.
With the avatars in the VR environment.
Really? So it's like even more interactive.
It's even more interactive.
That's awesome.
Mm.
What else can we look forward to?
Well, I know is also going to have a greater emphasis on visuals
oh,
for reteaching.
So it's going to be even more
less accessible. It's more accessible and engaging.
Yeah.
And it will also have updated narration and progress monitoring to really support students and educators and families.
And speaking of families,
yes.
I know is expanding to include them more.
Yes.
Which I love because family involvement is so important.
It is.
How is I Know going to facilitate that collaboration?
So I Know is going to give families tools and resources
okay.
to help them understand the concepts that are being taught,
mm-hmm.
and then they can reinforce those skills
yeah.
at home.
Yeah, in the community. So it's like
a team effort.
Yeah, everybody working together.
Everyone working together.
To help these students.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It is.
I can't wait for I Know to come out.
Me too.
But in the meantime,
yeah.
VoiceAdvisor is already
It is.
An amazing resource.
Yes.
That is available to anyone who wants to use it.
And it's free.
Free.
Completely free.
It's so amazing to see this kind of technology being used.
It's powerful.
In such a powerful and accessible way.
Mm-hmm.
Before we wrap up,
yeah,
I just wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Sure.
We've talked a lot about technology.
We have.
But at the end of the day,
yeah,
it's really the human connection.
I agree.
That makes a difference.
Yes, technology is a tool.
Right.
But it's the educators who build relationships with their students and create that supportive environment that make all the difference.
Exactly. So I guess my question for you is, as you're exploring Voice Advisor, how can you use it to not just teach social skills, but to also deepen that connection with your students?
Those are great questions to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing to think about how far we've come.
It is.
In using technology to support students with disabilities.
Yeah.
Voice Advisor is a great example of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really shows what's possible.
Yes.
When we combine, you know, innovation and collaboration to create something that can really help students.
It's really meaningful.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Voice Advisor and I Know has so much potential.
They do.
To really change the way we think about social skills instruction and create these inclusive learning environments.
And it's not just about inclusion within the classroom. It's about giving students the skills they need to navigate social situations in all areas of their life.
Everywhere.
So they can have meaningful relationships.
Exactly.
And reach their full potential.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's about.
So for anyone listening
right.
who's just starting out as a special education teacher or, you know, seasoned educators who are looking for new tools, Voice Advisor has so much to offer.
It does.
From those lesson plans to the social skills inventory, the classroom stories, the evidence-based practices.
And it's all free.
It's amazing.
I know.
That it's free and accessible to everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, as we wrap up our deep dive into Voice Advisor, I just want to leave you with this thought.
Okay.
We've talked so much about technology.
Right.
But it's really important to remember
that
technology is just a tool.
That's right.
It's the human connection.
Yes.
The relationships we build that make the real difference.
I couldn't agree more.
So as you're exploring Voice Advisor and all the amazing things it can do, I encourage you to think about how you can use it to strengthen those relationships with your students.
Absolutely.
Use it to create a classroom where every student feels seen, heard.
And valued.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's where the real magic happens.
That's it.
When we combine the power of technology with the power of human connection.
You got it.
So to all of our listeners out there, whether you're a practicing teacher, a future teacher, a researcher, or just someone who's passionate about creating a more inclusive world.
Absolutely.
I encourage you to check out Voice Advisor.
Yes, definitely.
It's free. It's easy to use. And it might just be the key to unlocking a world of possibilities for your students
and for yourself.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.